This is IBM, the Islamic Broadcasting Network. The following program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is the best lecture series. Lessons and talks on various Islamic topics.
Today's program is Respecting the Prophet, Peace Be Upon Him, by Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick.
And surely there is no animosity, no enmity, except for the oppressor. And I be a witness of Allah as one who has no power. That Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the servant and last messenger, may Allah constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, to all those who call to his ways, practice the sunnah, the day of judgment. So what follows, for you who believe, on many occasions, you have heard Imams standing on the minbar and saying to you clearly, La rizwana illa ala zalimin. There is no oppression, there is no animosity, there is no enmity except for those who oppress. This is very important for us to understand this word, zalimin, coming from zalama and commonly known through the noun zulm. It is critical for us to understand this, because it is constantly repeating itself in the Quran and the statement made by those who have led Islam, and those who have understood Islam for centuries, passed on through a chain, is that La rizwana illa ala zalimin. There is no animosity except for those who are exceeding the limits, who are oppressors. And the word goes, looking up in the classical dictionary of Islam, وَلَبَ الشَّيْءِ غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ. We have heard that hikmah, wisdom, is وَلَبَ الشَّيْءِ مَحَلِّهِ. Putting things in a proper perspective. Putting things in a proper place. But our zulm is putting things in the wrong place. And it is qualified by زِيَادَ وَالنُّقْصَانِ. This can be by an overabundance, by increasing too much, or by taking away. And another definition is exceeding the limits. Mujawazat al-hudud, mujawazat al-haq, exceeding the limits that are prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so oppression is not the best word for us to use in English. Because when we say zulm, it is a broad terminology. And it is an important terminology for us to understand. There are three main types of zulm. There is a zulm between an insan wa Allah ta'ala. It is the exceeding of the limits that a human being can commit against Allah. And the greatest form of that is kufr and shirk and nifaq. When you disbelieve, when you deny Allah completely, when you associate partners with Allah, or when you become a hypocrite and a munafiq, when you claim to worship Allah on the outside and on the inside, there is disbelief. This is the greatest form of this. The other form, number two, is in zulm, bayn al-insan wa bayn al-nas. It is the oppression or the exceeding of the limits that a person can do between himself and the rest of the people. And this is where the rights of people are taken away. Or this is where the rights of people are not given because it is exceeding the limits. Or it is taking a decrease from the limits. So when the rights of a person are taken away politically, socially, economically, it is a form of zulm. And that person would be described as violent. And the person who is oppressed can be described as mazlum. So when Uthiya mazluman, Allah speaks about those children in a state of oppression. Beware of the dua of one who is oppressed. There is nothing between this prayer and the creator of the heavens and the earth, any matter. And so this is what continues to be by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to be one of the most dangerous of sins to commit, because shirk is within it. And we have to beware of somebody who is oppressed, and beware of oppression wherever it comes. And the last form is when a person oppresses himself or herself. وَمَا ظَلَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَٰكِنْ كَانُوا وَلَٰكِنْ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah did not oppress them, but they oppressed themselves. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. Quran also says, amongst them, there are those who oppress themselves. And so if we get in an overabundance of food, if we put in harmful drugs to our body, if we are living a harmful way of life, if we are doing anything which is exceeding the limits prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are falling in the category of ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. We are oppressing ourselves. And the statement that Ubayy ibn al-Zahirin stands, that however oppression comes, we should oppose it. We oppose it when it comes in a general level of kufr. We oppose it when it comes in shirk. We oppose it in nifaq. If people are oppressing each other, then Muslims are supposed to oppose it. We are supposed to stand against it. And if we oppress ourselves, we should be the first ones to stop what is happening within ourselves. But if we cannot do that, then it is the duty of another Muslim that they should stop this within us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on with this form of ظَلَمَ and goes a step further. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. Who is more unjust? And so there is another category which is even more unjust than the one who is just a zalim. Allah shows us in many places you hear, one man out level. In one place, we find the Surah Yunus, verse 17, one man out level, one man sama alayhi kariba, wa kariba bi ayati, innahu la yuflihul mujrimun. And who is more unjust than those who make lies against Allah? Or deny his signs. Surely the criminals, surely the sinners, will never prosper. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain signs. And ayat Allah are not only the verses in this Quran, which are signs, but also the signs of his creation. He has made for us signs in the universe when we look into the heavens. He has made signs in our own bodies. When we look at the immune system of the body, if we look at the human eye, if we understand the bloodstream, if we understand the science and the symmetry made in the creation of a human being, it is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and earth. Allah has also set as one of his signs his order. Sunnatullah, that there are positives and negatives, that there are opposites, and these opposites in many cases complement each other. And with the opposition of the opposites, with the difference in the opposites, creation is born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told people, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا. O people, Allah tells all of the people in this verse, O people, reverence your guardian Lord who created you of a single person, created of like nature his mate, and found them scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Fear Allah who rules, you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the rules that rule you. Surely Allah ever merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking of creation, tells us that of one nafs, from one soul, from one person, Allah created all of the universe. And He created us, rijalan kathira wa nisaa, men and women. And the terminology used in many places in the Quran in relationship to men and women who come into a union is azwaj. And azwaj, those in, are two complementing partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed all throughout creation, male and female, to complement each other. وَإِنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنثَى. And surely He has created the two partners, male and the female. This is Sunnatullah. And it has existed from the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His creation, and it has reached its paramount point in the creation of the human race. That the creation of man and woman made to complement each other, and through their union, the hilafat, the leadership of the universe established for Allah, would be maintained. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would procreate, would have procreation done of the species through the coming together of the male and the female. But through oppression exceeding the limits has been the way that people have gone against Allah's sunnah, Allah's order from the beginning of time. We have found it even in the time of Adam alayhi salam in murder. We have found it after Nuh alayhi salam in his time with shirk, that the people associated partners with Allah. And then we found deception, and we found hypocrisy, and we found all the types of corruption that appeared in the human race after that time. This is said that one of the worst forms of those, of exceeding the limits, is what appeared in the time of the Prophet Lut alayhi salam. This is the nephew of Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, in the time of Lut, who was sent to Sodom, Sodom and Gomorrah, sent to the cities, and found the people practicing actions exceeding the limits created by Allah, that male and female to complement each other, but exceeding these limits with the male going to the male and leaving the female looking after them. Even when the angels, looking or appearing as men, visited Ruth alayhi salam, the people came, trying to come to the hall and trying to perform their perversion, even with the Prophet alayhi salam. Ruth warned them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rained down upon them a punishment which is one of the most deadly, powerful punishments mentioned in the Quran. Allah tells us, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَّنضُودٍ مُّسَوَّمَةً عِندَ رَبِّكَ وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا الظَّالِمِينَ فِي بَعِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and when our decree was issued, we turned the city upside down and rained down upon them brimstone, hard as baked clay, bread layer on layer, marked as from your boards, nor are they ever far away from those who do wrong. And we see in this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for the people of Lut, that they had exceeded the limit. They had gone into an area that deserved the greatest punishment. And I want to make it very clear from this minbar, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would let any person, any imam standing on this minbar, to maintain the position of Islam Because Islam has no reform. There is no change in the Christian church. There is no orthodox Muslim, reformed Muslims, as the Islam has been in Islam. There is only one deen in the deen and the law in Islam. Surely the true way to Allah is by Islam, and it is one way. And so when we revive Islam, it is not a reform, it's a change in route. But the supreme principles of Islam is a working way in any particular time in the history of Islam.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
On the coming of dawn, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in his prayers, O Allah, illuminate my heart with light, and my eyes with light, and my ears with light, and let there be light on my right, and light on my left. Let there be light above me, and light below me. Let there be light in front of me, and light behind me. O Allah, make me a light.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best Lecture Series.
Oh, you who believe, recently, an article appeared in our magazine. Many of you have read it, many of you have heard of it. And in it, I believe, part of a wave against Islam. The pressure, militarily, is continuing in Bosnia. In Palestine, it is continuing. In Algeria, people are still under arrest. Still being killed. In Kashmir, still being killed. Throughout the Muslim world, all of Africa, confusion still being perpetrated. Weapons given to the people who will do more violence instead of using the forces of this world to stop the violence. Whatever Muslim blood is being shed, it is being assisted to be shed so that more of the blood, more of our youth, can be weakened so we will not be able to stand up with the word of Allah. But another part of this war, as we have heard many times, is not a physical one. It is intellectual, it is psychological, it is that your faith will be taken away from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never take away the deen of Islam from any Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let all Muslims to be able to die in the state of Islam. In this article, what he has been asked, they are trying to say that Islam has hidden homosexuals. That there is a common root has come into the world of Islam, and they are hiding in the ranks. And that they are waiting to appear in our ranks to make a change. So I quote this paper, they are saying, Toronto, Muslim gays and lesbians grew up a rebellion that may well set the pace for reinterpretation of Islam. What we have to understand is that this is not placed there by coincidence. This was placed there first. To put this in the mind of a sick individual who is trying to come into the fortress of Islam, to be in the fortress of Islam, to try to change, I have to deny it, all the change around. And when they talk about these people in this article, they say progressives are Muslims. They say progressives are Muslims. How do we exclude all of these people in a positive way? And they want to bring them in. They say that some Muslim experts believe that it's only a matter of time before followers of Islam in North America make adjustments to the complexity of the Western world. They are not going to never tell us to adjust to be part of the
roots.
Because we are living in a time not only in women going to win for the others. In government, trying to pass laws to teach your children. They will come to the schools and teach your children that they should be part of the people of Lut, not with the prophet Lut, alayhi salam. But they should be amongst those whom Allah turned upside down and rained down upon them brimstone. But Islam is very clear. There is no reward in Islam. And it is the position of the Fuqaha in understanding the story, came in the time of Lut, alayhi salam. Understanding the punishment of zina, illegal sexual relationships. And I say it clearly, to the Canadian press, that we will not change. But it is the position of Islam that those who perform this illegal sexual intercourse, losing or not, that the punishment is death. And I say it very clearly, that anyone is here on the press, you will quote me. Because we will not change Islam for anybody. Muslims are going through a change. Some of them may be lost, but Islam must stay the way it is. And anybody who stands on the minbar has the responsibility to maintain it in the way it came on the lips of all of the prophets, and especially the last prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. There is no reform in Islam. There is revival. And that is to bring the principles of Islam into a modern way, that we can use these principles today. But we do not change the principles. We use the technology. We use the advancements made in the 20th century to increase our ability to believe in one God, to increase our ability to make salah, to increase our ability to pay zakat, to fast in Ramadan, to do hajj, and to do jihad. Also, I would like to make it clear. They came to me and they come to others in leadership. And they said, what about if you are created that way? This is their argument. But it has not been proven scientifically that people are created that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us clearly that as He has created, He has created male and female. And if there is a perversion coming out in this, then it is abnormality. It is not the normal creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Islam moves along as a way of life with the natural law, with the body that Allah has given to us, with the atmosphere that Allah has given to us, with the environment that Allah has given to us. And so if a man has too many female hormones, as they say, his voice is loud, he is soft, then in Islam he is still a man. And he still has the ability to marry, to have a family. If he is softer than somebody else, he is still a man. If there is a woman who is stronger than some of the men, she is still a woman. And she has the ability in Islam to fulfill her womanhood. That is our position. It is the corrupt society that takes the young boy who is slightly effeminate and puts him into the corrupt practices as in the time of Lut alayhi salam. Quran is clear, and alhamdulillah, Allah is protecting the Quran. But I want to remind you that this has struck our community. The one being said in this article, that these people exist, they exist. It is not Allah. And if there is one amongst us now, there is one amongst us now for the former Lut, and you know yourself, male or female, for the other is that. And I say clearly to you, your way out is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah, I say, the ruma jameema. Allah forgives all sin. If Allah will forgive shirk, if a person may tawbah, then surely Allah will forgive all sin. And it is actually to accept you as part of Islam. But you have to come to grips not to bring this homosexual practice into our community. And not to try to think that Allah likes it. Not to try to bring it part of our religion. Because this makes you worse than what Lut. They just said, this is what we do, you know this is what we do, Lut. They told them. But they were not trying to pass legislation and to change the religion of Lut. think you will do this? So in the end of us, but now, I thank you clearly that Allah is my witness on the day of judgment. Make repentance to Allah. Clear your ways. Go for counseling. Go for help. Because you're sick. You need to be helped. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of those people who are sick in the womb of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth from the sick of the womb of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct and shame the sick of the womb of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the choice of peace and blessings to our Prophet, alayhi salam. So surely, he brought our religion clearly, and he died on the side of Allah. أقول لكم هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولجعل المسلمين كل ذنب تستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
This is Voyager 2. Its journey will take it to the furthest reaches of our solar system to collect information to help scientists learn more about ourselves and the worlds beyond. Future scientists like little Miriam. You see, Miriam is learning that the search for knowledge never ends, and she's getting an early start on a journey that should last a lifetime. Seek knowledge. From the cradle to the grave. This message has been brought to you by your American Muslim neighbors.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the Islamic Media Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the best lecture series.
Pure expression comes from the masjid. Now to be marked, keep with your ears. When things are going on, we're being destroyed. The news has come to me, and I'm sure that this will even shock the Prophet group, alayhi salam, if he knew what was happening to us. The word has come to me from special circles that amongst our ummah, in Toronto, at least one person, maybe a group of persons, who are called in the English language as transvestites. Transvestite means a person who has an operation and changes their sex from male to female or from female to male. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, La'anatullah, that the curse of Allah is on those men who appear like women and those women who appear like men. And La'ana in the Torah, the Rahmat is that. It is Allah taking away His mercy. One of the greatest mercies given to us is the immunism. When you get a disease, your body fights it off. And I said this once and more, and I still believe it, that AIDS is a punishment. It may have come from a laboratory in the United States, but how is it being spread? It is a punishment, and it has struck the local root. When they pass in the streets of San Francisco, but they can't in New York City. Then Allah stopped them again. They have infected the heterosexual community. They have infected other people with their ma'ana. But remember, ma'ana is not a good election vote coming from the heaven. It is Allah taking away His mercy. And when AIDS strikes, our father's immunity, deficiency syndrome, your immunity is taken away. You get five diseases at one time. That is Allah's mercy being taken away. That is the beginning of the curse of Allah, and there is more coming. There is more than the doctors are not telling you that is happening to these people of yours. And so I want to make it clear to you that we are suffering in this, and that those men of Islam, it is our duty that we have boys to write a passage. There has to be some sort of masculine activities done by Muslims. Can be. Swimming, sport done by Muslims, where the young people can be involved, if they are not involved. That they will turn into these evil groups of Waliyah with that. Then you are thanks. They will rape and they will steal. As they are learning by watching the television, which has become their greatest teacher. And so it is our duty, the men of Islam, to deal with our sons. And the women of Islam have also to give an example for their daughters. Because this disease has also begun to spread. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this deadly disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our ranks from this disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our younger generation from this disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take it out of the minds of those who are within our ranks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to the truth. May Allah repair their bodies, repair their minds, and forgive them for what they have done. May Allah give us the strength always and peace and blessings to Muhammad. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Wa barik 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala alihi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Rabbana ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الله. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات أحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر أعداء الله في رب العالمين. أولاد الله محمد وأن الله يعلم العلم والإسلام يساعد القربى.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
We all face unique challenges in life, and through struggle, we progress. But what makes the difference between those who succeed and those who fail? It is a clear conviction in the higher ideals and purpose of life. Have faith. It works miracles.
This message is brought to you by your American Muslim neighbors and the Islamic Media Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best Lecture Series.
Our praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, ensuring Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. Now, if you look at Allah, the one who has no partners, that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is a servant and last messenger. And may Allah constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family and his companions, and all those who call to his way and practice Sunnah. As to what follows from the Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. الله سبحانه وتعالى في second surah Surah Al-Baqarah, two verses after Ayat al-Kursi, after one of the most, if not the most important verse in the Quran, in the protection against evil, the verse of the throne that describes the qualities of Allah, and let us know that Allah is ever watching us, letting all creation know that Allah is ever watching us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows this up by saying and describing with Ayat. And when we say Allah is Waliy al-Saliheen, the friend and protector of the righteous, Waliy al-Ladina Amanu, the friend and protector of those who believe, it is more than the description when it is applied to human beings. We protect people in a physical way. We protect people in terms of their honor, in terms of their material property. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when connected with the idea of wilaya, if Allah is wali, then it is a different relationship than people have amongst themselves. Allah tells us, Allah is the protector of those who have faith. He will lead them forth from depths of darkness into light. And those who reject faith, their patrons are the evil ones. From light, they will be led forth into the depths of darkness. They will be companions of the fire, wherein they will dwell forever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us more about wilayah. Imam Shawkani rahimahullah, in his Tafsir Latul Qadir, looking into this verse, understood based upon other verses of the Quran and the Sunnah, that when darkness is spoken of, when dhulumat is spoken of, it is not the physical darkness. It is not necessarily the darkness which is the absence of light, but it is the darkness that comes with ignorance, with doubt, and with the worship of false deities. And when Allah is speaking about nur, about light, He is not necessarily speaking about electric light, about the light that shines from the sun, but Allah is speaking about something deeper, about the light of knowledge, of denial, of guidance, and of faith. And so when Allah is wali, to a righteous person or believer, then He leads us, He gives us desire. He takes away the doubt inside of ourselves, and He leads us forward into a state of knowledge. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those who disbelieve, أَوْلِيَاءُهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ, Imam Shawkani, rahimahullah, looked upon this as the imams of kufr, as the leaders of disbelief, and the philosophers who come along with this, who lead us off the straight path, who take us out of the light of Allah and into the darkness of ignorance and doubt. And so we have seen from the beginning of time this attack coming against the Messenger of Islam. That the prophets, may Allah plead with them and send peace to them, brought the light of Allah. They were human beings, but the desire, the nur, the error, the knowledge they were bringing was from Allah's seven heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it to put light in the hearts of people, light in society. Lit up the world with knowledge, but those who would strive against that tried to cover this with the ignorance, with the rebellion of course. And this has constantly happened throughout time. It has been the duty of the Anbiya, alayhi wa salam, of the prophets and the messengers to bring the guidance, to show in a thousand ways how this light can be applied. And this attack continues on the Muslim world today. And we find it inside of the Muslim Ummah and on the outside. The attack coming not only to divide and conquer, which is an old tactic, but to confuse and conquer. And so the ignorance of mass of Muslims living in an area, and they are so confused that the leaders are striving against each other, that their scholars are in submission to the leaders, that forms of evil even are speaking and guiding the leaders, giving them permission, telling them when to go to the right or when to go to the left. This is a state of confusion. And the masses of the Muslims need to have the leadership, need to have this hidayah in a practical way, also find themselves in a state of confusion. And so although the mass may seem great, the power of the mass will be very insignificant. Because the leadership is not there, and the direction of the mass is not in the direction of the hidayah, but is standing still, and it preys upon itself. instead of standing to the enemy, is standing against itself. Instead of having insight for the Kafirin and Zirra, being humble for the Muslim is the opposite. The strength is against the believers and the humility and the weakness to the distant. This is part of the condition that we find ourselves in today. And so it is of utmost importance, all of the Muslims, not only those who are in Islamic universities, not only those who want to dedicate their life to the knowledge of Islam, but all of the Muslims should have knowledge of their faith, male and female, that we should all know how to Allah, that we should all involve ourselves in study circles. We should all try to learn the classical Mus'haf, Arabic language, try to know what the Quran is saying. And so then when the leader comes and leads you astray, in submission to the enemies of Allah, then you know you are being led astray. But if you do not know you are being led astray, then we become like sheep when we are within that. We can be taken to the slaughter while we are thinking that we are being taken for something to drink. So you believe, recently, a number of articles have appeared in the presence of the world. It is a continuation of the policy to confuse Muslims and to confuse those who would want to be Muslims. And so they speak of all the Muslim world as a mass of people. Now they admit that we are over a million people. They admit that one-fifth of the Earth's population is within the world of Islam. But then they begin to divide up. And they took all of the groups with their artificial names, bring the groups together, and we hear the Sunnis. We hear the Shia. And recently we hear Ismaili. And we hear many names being given. We hear the Druze. We hear Musaymi. Alawi. We hear Ahmadi. Or Qadiani. And when we are in America, we even hear stranger names. We hear black Muslims. White Muslims. Orthodox Muslims. Foreign Muslims. Indigenous Muslims. And we hear more sign symbol of the world. We hear the Bay family. We even hear strange things as the five presenters. To feel what we have with that, it is important for us to understand proper terminology, understand what comes from our Quran, understand what comes from our Sunnah, and those things that are artificial things that have been imposed upon the Muslim world, upon the Muslim community by the enemies of Allah. The word Sunni is an artificial word. In our ranks, with our Sunnah of Jama'ah, we hear the word Sunnah, we hear Jama'ah. And now it's a modified term, and so it is put next to Shia, next to Druzi, next to Ismaili, next to Ahmadi, all of them are put together. And so we feel that we are in a confusion, but the reality is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, بِالْيُّدِي الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever obeys the messenger has surely obeyed Allah.
You are listening to the best lecture series. We will be back after this short break.
For Youth Matters, Muslim World News, National News, Islamic Information, Muslim Scholars Insights, Business and Legal Advice, and the hottest debates on current affairs, tune in to IBN, the Islamic Broadcasting Network, the voice of American Muslims.
Welcome back. You're listening to the best lecture series.
The Prophet alayhi wa sallam, different hadith is called us, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnat al-khulafa al-rashidun al-mahdi. Stick to my sunnah. And stick to the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs. And so the sunnah as we knew it, when it was revealed to the Sahaba, what they had, it was the explanation of for them. It was those description to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Those words of the Prophet, orders of the Prophet, for what he allowed the Sahaba to do, those actions, they had a command to them that was more than just his action as an Arab living in the Arabian Peninsula. It was more than just his way of eating in the sense of the type of food, but it was what he said to his followers. What he said to them and then gave to us. Do not eat with your wrath. La taqru bi shinari. Wa inna shaytana yaqru bi shinari. Don't eat with your left hand. Because surely, shaytan the evil one eats with his left. And so he was separated from the evil jinn. And when he said, La taqru, it is understood as La of Amr is a command. And from this, we extract the sunnah. Not the type of food, but it is how we are eating the food. And the categories of food come to us on the one hand and also from the sunnah. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, also, the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, has told us that radiqa an sunnati wa radiqa minni. Whoever dislikes my sunnah is not from Allah's name, is not from me. And so the word sunnah is clearly being used. And we know it to be the explanation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, أَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ, that you should establish prayer, and that you should pay your zakat, you should establish zakat. Now, how do you establish prayer? That is what we get from the sunnah. Jibreel alayhi salam, coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca, showing him the times of the salah, showing him when it comes in, showing him when it goes out, showing him the methodology of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, then giving it to us. And so we have the case, we have the how. How do we make our prayers? What is the amount of zakat? How do we pay the zakat? If we could not find it in Quran, it comes from the sunnah. How do we fast in the month of Ramadan? The details coming out of the sunnah. We learn about Salah. We learn about Iftar. We learn about Salatul Tarawih. We learn about many of the aspects of our fasting and our fasting month from the sunnah. How do you make the pilgrimage, the Hajj to Mecca? Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, his famous long tradition, brought to us authentically how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam performed his Hajj, and from there we were able to make the Hajj, and we were not amongst those who witnessed the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Are the enemies of Allah who would want to do different things, who would want to hear off the path, in many cases affirm the belief in Allah, but at the same time, they tell us, you follow me. And that is one of the formulas that we must keep in mind to be aware of, that we will not be led astray. Because from this nation, people who call themselves Muslims, people who have names, Abdurrahman, Abdullah, Musa, Zainab, of this nation there are people who do everything. And it's hard for me to stand here in front of you and say this. But the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, the authority of the Prophet Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, reported to us a hadith describing what the sunnah is and also telling us what we will see. And we learned about people who are dressing up, then who are dressing up like women, but they are within our incarnation, in our city, with Muslim names. Men who are doing everything, women who are trying to be united, who are trying to have marital relationships with other women, but they are. The Imam ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will surely happen to my nation that half happened to Ben Israel. Death was that. So much so that if there is among them those who openly have a sexual relationship with their mother, there will be among my nation those who will do that. Imagine this. We are seeing it today. We are seeing things in the society that people have never seen before being done by Muslims. With any continued arrangement of Islam, surely the Israelites, splintered into 72 groups or sects, and my nation was splintered into 73, all of which will be in the fire except one. When the Sahaba asked, which one is it, O Messenger of Allah, he said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. It is the one followed by me. And my commands. So 72 groups within the world of Islam going into the fire. And you know that they have that in the law. They repeat for a period of time they have the kalima in their house. But going into the fire, and surely none of us would want to enter into the fire even for a moment. And so the one that is correct, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The one that we are following, what I did, and what my companions did. And you must remember that even in the time of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam, that he was opposed. Although he was the messenger of Allah, that the evil one inspired people, even in this time, to come and to oppose him in the time of the Prophet. All over the Arabian Peninsula, false prophets show their faces. The most famous, Musaylimah al-Qaddaf. Musaylimah and his group coming to Medina, coming from the middle of the Arabian Peninsula, and Musaylimah being a simple person, tending to the animals, but getting his name recognized in the presence of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wa salam, it goes to his head. And then he goes back to the middle of the Arabian Peninsula, form the group, and then write a letter to the Prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he says, from Husaynimah, the messenger of Allah, to Muhammad, the messenger of Allah. Just divide up the Arabian Peninsula. You take one guy, and I take the other. The Prophet, alayhi salatu wa sallam, answered him very simple words. From Muhammad, Rasulullah, to Husaynimah, al-Qaddaf, the latter. إِنَّ الْعَرْضُ لِلَّهِ يُنِذُهَا مِنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ إِلَهِ وَالْعَقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Surely the earth is for Allah. It belongs to Allah, and He gives it to whom He pleases. From His servants, and surely the best reward is for those who have taqwa. So He answered him in a humble way. Not saying it, my man, إِنَّ الْعَرْضُ لِلَّهِ. His birth belongs to Allah. But everything of Allah comes to the beginning, came into our ranks in disguise. Sometimes with bronze beard, sometimes with turbans, sometimes with jubah, sometimes being an alim, a sheikh, and Maulana, claiming to be many things, claiming to be Mujahid, claiming to be Mahdi, and even claiming to be the messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly gave the ability unto the Prophet, peace be upon him, to express himself in simple language. And he not only talked about the Sunnah, but he talked about the Jama'ah. That is why we are the Sunnah, the Jama'ah. The Prophet, alayhi wa sallam, told us, Yadullahi ala Jama'ah, wa shaytanu ma man yukhalif al Jama'ah. The hand of Allah is on the Jama'ah, on the group. And the devil is with the one who goes against the group. In another tradition, Muhammad and Jabal radiallahu anhu reported the messenger of Allah, for the Prophet had said, the devil is like a wolf among humans, as a wolf is among sheep. That is the stray sheep. Then he said, but he not from a sheep. وَعَلَيْهُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ when I'm not the master. He said, so beware of the path, of deviant path. Beware of this, for not the main roads. And stick with the Jama'ah. Stick with the main group of the Muslims and the masses of the Muslims and the masjid. Stick with the masjid. So he gave us guidance that we needed. And he drew a line. He said, this is a straight path. He drew little lines. Then the messenger of Allah, if you want to know that these small lines are all deviant paths, on the every one of these paths is an evil one. Will take you off the straight path. And do not think that the person, this evil one, will come with all of us. Do not think he will come like this. He will come in all types of disguise. He may even come in the disguise of a nun. He may even come in the disguise of your king, or the leader of your clan, or a president. He may come in many different disguises. But the important thing is that we should stick to the sunnah. Stick to the sunnah, and when we are hearing all these things about Islam, we hear all these different groups that are coming up. If we know our sunnah, if we study it, and not to let the one, nor none of the chair, to give up all of the answers, we begin to study and we go to them for the true knowledge of Islam, then we will not be led astray by sheep. And we will not be taken off the path by weak imams or weak scholars who give fatwa to get food, to get a Cadillac or a Mercedes, to appear on television, not out of the fear of Allah. It is only with knowledge that a Muslim will be able to know who is the truthful one and the one who is the right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and give us the knowledge of His rule. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the Siratul Mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the path of the evil one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children from the path of the evil one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of the Sunnah in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the knowledge of the Sunnah in our minds. And may Allah give us the hikmah to practice Sunnah in all parts of the world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب تستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.